Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Jim Gillis, Robert Cray, my favorite blues man. That's some serious blues guitar there. Bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend George Levy. George is an award-winning lecturer, senior instructor on blockchain, Bitcoin, and Bitcoin at Blockchain Institute of Technology. George Levy, L-E-V-Y.com is his website. George, thanks again for being here. George, as I say, folks, is one of our top experts on Bitcoin, not only in our brain trust, but in the world. He actually teaches the world about blockchain and cryptocurrency. Speaking of cryptocurrency, George, a couple of years ago, I predicted that either Facebook or Amazon would have a cryptocurrency that year. I think it was 19, and I said it'd probably be Facebook. Well, it turns out in May, that's exactly what happened. They launched something called Libra in a partnership with a bunch of other companies, and some credit card companies, PayPal was involved, et cetera, et cetera. But that was a misadventure for them, wasn't it? Tell us why.
Well, and I'm glad you bring that up. To be exact, there was a white paper that was published, and that was June 2019. I actually recorded a video about it. And the bus was going to be that it was called Libra, and they were actually working with, they had put together an association called the Libra Association, and they were launching this cryptocurrency. That never happened. That never launched. It actually got stuck in regulations.
Right.
And it's been
it
going
never
back
became
forth.
Something
so
people could use,
now.
But it was a real thing. It was a real plan, but it never got off the ground. It never got through the regulators. And so they basically abolished it. And partners dropped out, like PayPal dropped out. Other people disconnected from it.
Yeah. Now, mind you, they didn't kill it. What's interesting, though, is that they are planning on relaunching it under a new name. It's called Diem now, D-I-E. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Diem Project. Now, what's funny is if you go to what used to be the old website, it redirects you to Diem.com, and it looks identical. They basically just ripped out Libra, and they put in Diem. Mm-hmm. And so they've changed the vision a little bit and what the cryptocurrency consists of, but it's the same thing. They really want to create this global payment mechanism that can actually be used across, you know, for many of the underbanked people around the world.
So. It's a cryptocurrency, though. So here's a question. This is something I think confuses some people. Is it a cryptocurrency on a blockchain platform? Just answer that question real quick first. Is it on a blockchain
Absolutely.
Platform?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It is on a blockchain platform, and their vision is actually they use blockchain technology, so it's secure and scalable.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they've now changed it into a stable coin, so it means that it won't be as volatile as Bitcoin.
How is it based? What is the intrinsic value? Because Libra was based on currencies, right? A basket of currencies, I think?
Yeah, and the key thing with the Libra, and that's one of the main reasons why the regulators pushed back, is that Libra was going to have its own independent value, and it was based on a basket of different assets. Now this new version, Diem, is going to be a stable coin based on current fiat currencies. In fact, the first one they're thinking they might launch, which will be January 2021, if it happens, would be a stable coin based on the U.S. dollar. So one Diem would equal one U.S. dollar.
Right.
They're planning to roll out other ones. You'll be able to get pounds, you'll be able to get euros, et cetera.
And see, that's the troubling part to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we're talking about now, and I want people to understand, there's a difference between the government. When the government talks about something that sounds like this, they're talking about digital currency. When they say digital currency, they don't mean the ones and zeros in your bank account. They mean a new payment system. The Fed is working on a different kind of a payment system that they're calling digital currency. Cryptocurrency is an actual currency. It's an actual share of value. It's not a payment system. It's a share of value, right?
Mm-hmm.
A store of value is what I mean to say.
Yeah, and what I will say is, like, for example, the central banks around the world are all moving towards having what are known as central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs. And it's going to be fiat currency. So, for example, there's going to be a digital dollar. There's going to be a digital euro. Those are the plans.
But that's not a cryptocurrency, is it?
That's a payment mechanism. Under the central bank.
That's right.
In the case of Diem, it actually would be something that would be supposedly backed by a stable of these fiat currencies and different investments.
Right.
But the fact is, this would be something that would be administered and managed by this Diem association, which in some ways I also find a little challenging, and the banks as well.
Which is corporate America, folks. And so now what we've got is a rivalry, a future rivalry between corporate currency and sovereign currency. The digital currency that George was talking about think of it as a 21st century form of check writing, right, George? It's the replacement for writing checks. It's the replacement for your debit card. Whereas cryptocurrency is an actual currency that you would exchange for value in the marketplace. And what you just described, George, is an alternative to sovereign fiat money, and that's a dangerous thing, in my opinion. What do you think?
I'm completely aligned with you. So just to put things in context, Diem would be managed by an organization headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland, right? And it's composed of all these different corporations that are being, and some of the corporations include Uber. You got corporations, many other corporations that are involved, but they're not really like, there's no actual government entities supporting this. Some of the other companies include like Lyft.
And I want to talk about those implications after the break with George Levy, folks. This is really important for everybody to understand. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.